Welcome to the Psychology World podcast. I'm Connor Whiteley, bringing you the psychology news, articles, and other interesting psychology-related articles. You can find the podcast notes and more interesting psychology-related things, and you can get your free 8 psychology book box set at connorwhiteley.net. Now let's get on to the show. Hi everyone, and welcome to episode 101 of the Psychology World podcast with me, Connor Whiteley. And today's episode is on 3 surprising facts about gut health and human behaviour. So this is a really good podcast episode, and I was thinking, this is really weird, but after I started to read about it and I started to actually write the blog post for today's episode, I actually found out that this was really interesting, not only because it's slightly weird and it's slightly unusual, but because it really is important to maintain our gut health, because our gut health is linked to stuff like depression, anxiety, and lots of other things that are related to our behaviour. So this is a really interesting episode, definitely unusual, but very, very important. And it is Saturday the 10th of July 2021 as I record this. So we're moving on to psychology news section. So we've been from the British Psychological Society Research Digest. And the first one is, how should you talk to a loved one who believes in conspiracy theories? Conspiracy theories have surged over the last few years, as we frequently reported. One 2018 study found that 60% of British people believe in a conspiracy theory. Meanwhile, the rise of QAnon in America has been particularly alarming. It's easy to dismiss conspiracy theorists, but this is not a productive way to tackle the issue. And instead, researchers are exploring why people are getting sucked into such belief systems, even at the expense of their personal relationships. This work can help us understand why conspiracy theories spread and provide some useful guidance on talking to loved ones who may have fallen into conspiracy theories. And I'm not so much going to click on the article, because something that I might talk about more in the personal update is that this week I've done a deep dive into coach psychology. And coach psychology and conspiracy theories, there's a massive overlap. So, and it's actually really interesting, because I've just finished up reading about the cognitive psychology. So, of course, we don't fully understand yet, but we do have a pretty good grasp. And actually, when I read this article, I could definitely see there were some of the other ones, some of the related concepts for, and also one of these major concepts is the type of thinking that a person does. Though, for example, generous thinking, which is when you were focus on the whole and you don't look at the situation with too much attention. And then you've also got the feature in attentive thinking, which is a way you focus the details, and that leads to more critical thinking, where you're much less likely to believe in a bizarre conspiracy theory. So that's really interesting. And then another one is that kids as young as 5 underestimate how much their peers like them. A striking paper in Psychological Science in 2018 revealed consistent evidence for the liking gap, that other people like us more than we think. Now, for the first time, researchers have looked at how this phenomenon arises during childhood. The study on children aged 4 to 11 found that the liking gap emerged by around 5 and then grew wider with age. The findings have a theoretical but also practical implications. Parents and teachers can reassure kids that their judgment about their peers think of them are likely to be overly negative, which could be of particular help to those who are worried about the relationships with their classmates. So this I think that we've all experienced, simply because I think there's all been times where we think that, oh yes, that went great, they really liked me, I did great at that presentation. But then when it comes to the results, or when other people are talking about it, they actually think that person was awful, and then you actually realise that you didn't do as well as you think, and the people didn't like you as much. So I think this is a really interesting one for the practical side of it, because I completely agree though with that. Parents and teachers cannot use it to reassure people. And then this links to the last one that we're going to look at, which is about the editor's pick, the liking gap. We tend to overestimate the positive first impressions we make on strangers. Talking to someone new can be daunting, but such conversations have the power to turn strangers into friends. Coffee dates into marriages and into these into jobs. And of course, that's a quote from a note of the authors of a 2018 paper, which found that perhaps we shouldn't feel so anxious about them. Across five studies, the researchers explored what strangers thought about each other after chatting, and they found consistent evidence for what they called the lighting gap. Other people like us more than we think. Though, in other areas of life, many of us have a rosy-tinted view of our abilities, it seems that we tend to underestimate how we come across socially. And I completely understand this, because whenever I meet someone, I always think, oh yes, they're not going to like me, and everything. But then someone else that I know talks to them, and then I find out that they actually did really like me. So that's always good. And I definitely think that the cognitive biases are actually really interesting and also really important to study, though. So that's now for psychology news section. We're going to move on to the personal update. So we're moving on to the personal update. So this week has definitely been one full of life throes and the activities of life, and I cannot believe I just said that. So what's been happening is that tons of life stuff. For example, I had my driving theory test because it ran out because the UK government couldn't be asked to extend it for young people. So I had to redo that. So thankfully I passed. So thankfully I don't have to waste my life writing for the theory test anymore. That's taken up quite a bit of my time though this week, which has been a bit annoying because there's so much I wanted to do this week though, but it was important that I get it done and that I focus on it. That happened, and then I also had my first dose of the Pfizer vaccine yesterday. That was fine. I don't have any side effects, thankfully, but I'm really pleased to actually have my first dose to be part of the solution to the pandemic. But something else I wanted to mention though was when I was lining up to get the vaccine and everything, though, it was so nice to see other younger people, because I don't tend to see a lot of younger people. It was really nice to be out again, even though I was in a queue for a vaccine though. In September when I either have a placement or go in to third year though, I think it'd be really nice to see other people about the same age as me. And then I've also been doing tons of other bits and pieces though, but the only other relevant thing that I wanted to mention was that I'm starting to research coach psychology. I've got most of the research done though when I'll finish it up next week, and coach psychology is really really interesting because it draws on so many different concepts. For example, cognitive dissonance, dissociation, schemas, and lots of other really good concepts that you wouldn't traditionally think though or related to a coach. So this book I really am looking forward to writing though. So I've got a fiction project to write first, and then I will write that, so maybe towards the end of the month though. But I really am looking forward to this great book, and it's going to be great fun though, because I absolutely love coach psychology. I think it's just brilliant. And as always, I always love to know your thoughts and feelings on today's episode. So you can always email me, connorwiley@connorwiley.net. You can always leave a comment at the show notes at connorwiley.net/podcast. And you can always tweet me on Twitter at @SciFiWhiteToday. And I always love to hear from all of you. And this episode has been sponsored by Biological Psychology, because this book really does feed in really well into today's episode, because it does talk about how our biology affects our behaviour, because there's such a strong link, and it's also really interesting. For example, this is a great book that talks about sleep, how our neurotransmitters and the hormones work, and also though our primal drives, which is really, really interesting. And I did enjoy writing about that section though, because it goes into our drives for hunger, thirst and sex. And it also goes into lots of great other topics. It goes into summertime, great death, all in a really easy to understand way. So I cannot recommend this book enough. And also, if you get the hardcover book is absolutely beautiful. I cannot recommend the hardcover enough though, because it really is a good looking book. Okay, so that is Biological Psychology, available from all major online retailers. And you can get the paperback, hardback and large print versions from Amazon at your local bookstore or your local library if you request it. And you can buy the ebook directly from me at payhip.com/ConnorWhiteToday. So that's enough of the personal update. Let's move on to the content part of today's episode. So, moving on to the content part of today's episode. So, we're going to be talking about three surprising facts about your gut health and behaviour. So again, that I fully admit this is just a weird episode. It is not the type of episode that I would usually do, but I thought that it was really interesting, sort of like deviant from how the podcast like usually goes though, and but this still does link to a clinical psychology, which is always really a good though. And also though, well, like, the reason why I actually wanted to talk about it was because we all sort of hear about the relationship between human behavior and our gut health in various places, but no one in mainstream psychology actually talks about it in any depth, and it's sort of mentioned, but it's not actually spoken about though. So I really wanted to like, talk about it in like, a bit more depth though, just so we can understand it a bit more. So now we're going to go on to the three surprising facts. Gut health influences depression and anxiety. So when I read this at first, I was thinking, this cannot be right. This is just, it just has to be wrong. I just don't see how our bacteria can influence our depression and anxiety. But I like read it a bit more, and I was really impressed because it was the greatest being able to see a link between a clinical psychology and a gut health. Because, come on, when you think about it, it's pretty amazing that some bacteria in our gut can influence something as complex as a depression and other mental health conditions. And the way how this works is that by a particular strains of a bacteria have been linked to reducing depression and anxiety. And the two classic examples of this are gut bacteria that the research has shown can reduce anxiety is called Lactobacillus, and of course I do not know how to say these, so Lactobacillus ramosu and Bifidobacterium long NCC3001. So that is a very complex name, and of course I do tend to butcher these names. But the way how psychology found out about this was in animal studies, which is when they used a probiotic, which is a substance that encourages the growth of a bacteria like in our gut. This was a mixture of those two bacteria that I mentioned, then the researchers found that this increase in that bacteria reduces the people's symptoms to depression, which I think is a very interesting, because if you think about it, you could or you might be able to make the case that this new under-researched cause of depression and anxiety could be a lack of gut bacteria. And also though, I didn't mention this in the blog post, but I think it'd be very interesting to see the sort of like links like between it though, because we know that you've got the serotonin hypothesis, the neurogenesis hypothesis, but is it possible that gut bacteria is another biological factor? For example, I could the neurogenesis hypothesis, which is why there's a lack of neuron birth in the brain, could that somehow, and I do not know how, could that lead to a decrease in gut bacteria? Or, I don't know though, I just think it's really interesting to try and think about it. So another one is, your gut microbiome and sleep are interconnected. So interestingly enough, your sleep, which of course is a behaviour, is connected to the bacteria in your gut, and getting a good night's sleep helps to keep your gut microbiome healthy though, and this is a great example of how a behaviour can affect your physical body. Then your physical body can affect your behaviour, because when the bacteria overgrows, this can lead to your sleep to become interrupted, and this can disrupt your circadian rhythms. And as I talk about in a biological psychology, your circadian rhythms are vital to a sleep. And what a circadian rhythm is that it's basically how your body knows when to sleep. Furthermore, if a person has fractured and or disrupted sleep, and if they don't get enough sleep, then this is associated with gut dysbiosis, which is the overgrowth of a specific gut bacteria that can need to metabolize that disrupts sleep and a person's circadian rhythm though. But thankfully though, but the probiotic supplements have ever been found to improve that. And what these supplements are they the stuff like, I have no idea if other countries have this, but stuff like Actimel, the yogurts and that, like your gut bacteria health though. So it's all of that sort of stuff though. And I really do like this fact, because it really does show how the mind and body can interact, and how the body as well as behavior interact, influence each other. And the reason why I laughed there was because I probably like edited that, but I could not say body to save my life. And then the last one is, drinking too much hurts your gut health. So the very last and surprising effect that we look at is that if someone drinks excess alcohol, then this can negatively impact their gut microbiome, and this sometimes leads us to a leaky gut, which I'll mention in a minute. And I think that sounds worse than it actually is, but I'm not sure though, because the research has shown that drinking alcohol can change the bacteria living in the gut, since drinking alcohol can lead to increased inflammation in the gut, and it can make the lining of the gut more permeable and leaky, which I think sounds horrible. And then if we turn to the idea of our bacterial overgrowth, then drinking too much alcohol over time can lead to the overgrowth of a certain bacteria, as well as gut dysbiosis. So this is not good, so please do not drink too much alcohol. And the reason why I think this is surprising is because whenever alcohol is spoken about, you always hear about your liver health, heart health and other health-related topics, but you never hear about gut health. So I think that it's really important to mention it from a time to time, though. So I really hope that you enjoyed today's episode. And I know this was definitely a bit of a deviation, but I always think that it's really important to look at clinical psychology, look at mental health from different areas. And I think gut health is a pretty far from the normal way, but it's still important. So I'm really happy that you enjoyed today's episode. And if you know someone who would enjoy this episode, then please share it with them. I'm always really grateful when you wonderful people help spread the word about the podcast. And also please check out Biological Psychology, available from all the major online and ebook retailers and your bookable, and you can get the paperback, hardback and large print version from Amazon, your local bookstore or local library. So have a great day everyone, and I'll see you next time. Thanks for listening today. I hope you enjoyed it. If you want to see the show notes, then please go to connorwhiteley.net. And if you want a free 8-book psychology box set, then please go to connorwhiteley.net. Have a great day and I'll see you next time.